We are learning Maseches Bamatzia, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. We had a machlekes here, Rabbi Yechanan and Rosh Lakish, if Dvar Torah Moyes Koinais or not. According to Rabbi Yechanan, Minat Torah Moyes is Koinais. And Midrabbanon, they were Masakin Mashicha. Mashenke Rosh Lakish holds that Minat Torah Moyes is not Koinah. And Mashicha is Minat Torah. That's the machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rosh Lakish. So Zok to Gemara, we'll bring a Raya from our Mishnah. Tanat. It says in our Mishnah, Taka, that if someone purchases something, an object, he gives money, he's not koine it fully yet, and they still could be chayzer. But if you're chayzer, there's a Misha Parah. It says, Tanan, Ava Omru, Misha Parah, there's a klala. He gets a klala. Misha Parah, Medor HaMabel, the one who paid, who gave a inish by the Dor HaMabel, which is the Karaz Baruch Hu, Ohu Asin Lefara, Misha in Oimer Deburai. Hashem will give a inish to someone without Oimer Deburai. So, Iyam Bishlama Moyes Koinois, if you hold that Midrais Moyes Koinois, and Midrabanon, the Musaki Mashicha, so Maisa, when you give money, something is Chal. Midraisa is Chal. Midrabanon says it's still could be Chayzer. But since there's something really being Chal, Midraisa, Mashamachi Koyabav, we understand why it's Mishapara. Eli Amrit Moyes ain't a Koinois, but if you hold Moyes not Koinois, Mashicha is Minatayra, it means Minatayra, the Kenyan that makes this thing work is a Mashicha. And Moyes is not coin at all. So why would you get a Mishapara? Am I koi ba'avol? And for the Gemara, Mishum Dvar. Because of your words. You're right, nothing was chal, but because I made up something, I even gave money for it. So there, that's why you get Mishapara. Break the Gemara with Dvar, mi koi ba'avol. Dvar alone, do you get the klola of Mishapara? By Thailand and Abraisa. But Mishimon says, Apa pi sho'omru. Talis koina dinar zav, vein dinar zav koina talis. Shimon is saying over, really, what it says in our Mishnah, a little bit more in elaborate form, and we'll see more in this price, which we'll ask the kasha from. He says like this, that even though we know, talis koina dinar zav, which means if I give you the object and you make a kinyan on it, you owe me the dinar zav, then the sale's final. Vein dinar zav koina talis. But if I give you money for the talis, you koina the money, it's not final. So even though that's true, that it's true that it could be chayzer. Aval Omru Chazal said, "Misha para ma'anchi dora mabel ma'anchi dora flogo." The Kares Baruch Hu gave an oinish to anchi dora mabel anchi dora flogo. So right now we'll explain you what's up is these things. So dora mabel is we know dora mabel was full of chamos geneva. So here also this is a lawyer is a form of geneva. You're lying. You said you need to make this deal and then you backed out. So that's why Hashaych is the Dor HaMavel. Ma'anch Dor HaFlogo, the Tais Rosh says, it always comes Agav Dor HaMavel. Ma'anch is Doim Va'amayra, also Doim Va'amayra, also were Rosh'ahim when it came to Ben Odom L'Chaveira. Mitzrayim B'yam, and who gave the Einus Mitzrayim B'yam, Mitzrayim also, like Tais Rosh speaks out, they said a bunch of times they let the Eden out and they lied. So the same idea that you see, these are all liars and Hashem gave them Einus. So same thing over here, I'll read your Lashon Tais Rosh. They didn't stick to the word. So we say give him a call like this. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave an oinish to all those nations that did not keep their word. Who also the farah mishen oim deburaim. So that's the first part of the Brisa. The Brisa goes further. But if you just make up, you come over to the guy and say, yeah, I'm going to buy that suit. They didn't give him money, you didn't make a kinyan. But he said, I'm going to buy the suit. So, loikani, not kinda, but boy, ain't ruach chacham noyachemenu. But if you chayze, it's not nachas ruach to the chachme Yisrael in his meisim. V'amar Rabba, what these words mean, onu ain't lonu elain ruach chamanoyachemenu. All it is ain't ruach chamanoyachemenu, there's no mishapara here. So the kasha is that how can you say that b'dvarim alone, according to Resh Lakish, saying b'dvarim alone, there's a mishapara? Here we see clearly in the brisa there's no mishapara by dvarim, because by dvarim we say it's only ein ruach amneichemenu. So it's a kasha on the teretz that we said dvarim. It's a kasha on Resh Lakish hold that mashiach koina, and for the gemara there's a difference. Dvarim vika b'dayim moya is kreiv avol. Dvarim leka b'dayim moya is loy kreiv avol. Which means like this: avada moya is not koina, but dvarim that was so strong that it came to a maisa of giving money, even though the money was nothing, it wasn't koina. But that strengthens the dvarim. Those type of dvarim get mishapara. Dvarim without mayos, there's no mishapara. So the maisa, the difference is if there's mishapara is if there's maisa on that. Now, there's still nafgamina if you hold Moyes Koines or not. There's still big nafgamina if you hold Moyes Koines or Duraisa. You know what nafgamina will be? Let's say I give you money for a watch. I give you the money, and I didn't pick up the watch. I didn't do Mashiach yet. The Moyes is holding on to the watch still. And then I go take that watch, and I'm a Kaddish Isha with the watch. I tell the Isha, pick up. The buyer. The buyer tells the Isha, you know what? I'm giving you a watch for your Kedushin here. Pick up the watch. It's my watch, pick it up. So if your body is coming to the right, so you have to be chayish for kedushin, and you have to get a get, because the maisa, that's really more min ha-Torah. Mashen k'on der shlokish, min ha-Torah is not yours. All it is, even with the maisa of giving money, all it is mishapara, so then it's a mishapara without having body's coins at all, there would be enough gemil, maisa between your and shlokish. That's what Rashi speaks out. Amar Rava, k'ra u'masnita m'siyele r'shlokish. Rava says that b'etzem in the psukim, there's a raya to Rish Lakish and a brisa also. I'll bring both of them. The raya is from the pasuk of Asham Gezelus. So in order to understand the next raya, you have to learn a few psukim in Parashas Vayikra. It's the end of Parashas Vayikra. Some people don't get this sometimes. So the pasuk is like this: Nefesh kisechta umol umol b'Hashem. I'm reading the pasuk Perek Hey Chaf Aleph. It says like this. A nefesh that does Aveira, he's Mal Bashem, what does he do? And he tells us, he denies something from that his friend's demanding. Bepekadoin, if he gave him something for safekeeping, or Besumas Yod, that sounds like Hava, or Begozel, or Exela, he says, you have my Exela? He says, no, I don't have it. Or he kept away the wages, and he swears that I don't owe it. And it turned out that really he did steal it. So it says in the Pasuk that he brings the Asham Exelas. And it says in the Pasuk, after that, the Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'hoi ki yechta v'ashem, v'heishiv v'sa gzeila shegazal, oyes ha'oishik asha asha, he gives back the gzeila, or the payment, the wages, oyes ha'pekadon asha hafkeritai, oyes ha'veda shemotza. Kitzi, he says he gives it back, and the Pasuk, v'kal shi yashava alav l'sheker, v'shilim oyesha v'roish, he says, give back kerem v'chaymash, and you also bring a carbon asha. So it happens to be when it says that when you want to be when you're Maida, that you owe it and you give it back, you pay back, it doesn't say again to Sumas Yod. It only repeats Gozel, Oishek, and Pekadon. I'm missing one thing. And that's going to be where the crux of this Raya is. Zok Gemara. The Chsiv Kichesh Ba'amisa Pekadon Oib Sumas Yod. He denies something from his friend that his friend's demanding. His friend is being Taiveya, a Pekadon says, no, I never have you Pekadon. Oib Sumas Yod. His friend saying, you owe money, and say, no, I don't owe you any money. Oh, because I never stole anything from you. Oh, I don't owe you any wages. So the Sumas Yod, so the Mara has a cash like this. The Sumas Yod, how could it pass a Shavua on Halva? There's no, I can't say that you owe me Halva. You only chayev carbon Shavua on something that you're holding on from me. But if I give you Halva, and that was yours already, so you're not holding anything onto me. You just owe me money. That, the Gemara says, you can't have Asham Gezela. So it has to be something I'm holding on from you. So the Gemara explains, it must be that when you borrowed the money, you said, you see that vase I have? That is meyuchid for the halva. So there's something, and then now the guy's saying, okay, give me money, or that vase is mine. He says, no, it never happened. So that's why there you have Asham Gezelas. And the Gemara says, when the pasuk comes back and says what he does when he's moida to his Aveira, it says, Gzela, Oishik, which is wages, or Pekadon, V'ilu to Sumas Yod, Lo Yahadre. By the Sumas Yod, it doesn't say that he gives it back. Like, it's missing something. My time, Lam Shem Lechashem Mashicha. Which means like this, the Gemara understood, right? We know that there is a case of Asham Gezelos by the Sumas Yod. So Gemara thought like this, that there's an afkabina. The pasuk says you pay Asham Gezelos to Sumas Yod as a case where you miyached a kli for the hava. And not only that, the malva made a kinyan on that vase. He made a kinyan on the vase. So now when I'm denying that I ever took a loan and the vase is yours, so there I'm denying on something that's practically yours. And therefore, it's Asham Gzeilus. Masha Enkein, if you don't make a Mashicha, even though it was a Miyachid something, since I didn't make a Mashicha, it's not Kaina, like Rish Lakish. Even though I gave money for it, it's not Kaina, because you didn't make a Mashicha. And it's a riot to Rish Lakish. That's why the Pasuk doesn't say Veheshiv on that, Because in that case, taka won't be chayva asham. The taka won't be chayva asham in that case, and that's why the pasuk leaves it out when it comes to hesher. Teaches his lesson. That depends. Asham gazelos, asham by halvat. So much depends. If he made a mashicha on the kli, then you have asham gazelos. If he did not make a mashicha on the kli, then if you did not make a mashicha on the kli, then there's no asham gazelos. You hear my shi? Okay, so very good shmak, very good shmak. So like upon him, that's the most tiny. It's a right to a shlokish, because you see, there's a chilek, there's a difference in the v'heshev and not. Only a popular rava. So first of all, really, you have to speak out that why is oishik any better? What's the case of oishik? That the guy worked for me, he mowed my lawn for a whole year, I owe him the money, and I say, no, never happened. So that's also a case where there's no, I don't know, I'm not holding anything from him. So you have to say, there was miyachid loy, Kli also, you have to say the same thing, and there it repeats it afterwards. So maybe it's included in that. That's the Gemara's Torah. It's not right to Shlokish that you need Meshicha, because we're saying since it's missing, it must be the chil between Meshicha and Meshicha. That's two parts of the Pesukim. Only Papa Rava, Emo Ma'oishik who dehard the Kra. Emo Ma'oishik who dehard the Kra. That since the Kra said about Oishik, they're giving it back. That even though it's mechusim meshicha, so you don't have to tell me suas yad because you learn after Oishik. So I care, it's a right of rechonim because Oishik, who said there's meshicha there? So Gemara says no. By Oishik was talking about why skin don't not lumi menu because of gidah it's like he taka made a meshicha on it. So afraid the Gemara, it's a heine pekadon. So isn't that mamish a regular pekadon? Trey gavne pekadon. Yachi the suas yad nami lahadre, but say the suas yad also in the pasuk. But look, we're going to not lumi menu because of gidah it's like say also I took the kli and I gave it back to you. You had your craw, you're right. If the pasuk would have said Heshev is a gzela, es apakadon, es sumas yod, and oishek, loy tiyot loisiata, wouldn't be a kasha, wouldn't be a raya. Hashtag loy had your craw. Now the pasuk leaves something out in the returning. So mesiyele, it's a raya. It's a raya because why in the world do we leave one out to teach us this lesson that there's two types of the sumas yod, one with the mashiach, one without mashiach, and that chilek with the mashiach, without mashiach is only possible according to Rish Lakish. So therefore, it comes out it's a raya to Rish Lakish. Any questions? Good, klar. There's a raya to Rish Lakish because we're saying there's a chilek by the sumas yod before and afterwards, and in two parts of the psukim. So one's b'mashach with mashiach, one's without mashiach. So it's a raya to Rish Lakish. Right, the Gemara. Right, the Gemara v'sumas yod loya hadri kra. If they could, Rabbi Yechonon will hold that it's not the biggest raya because he'll hold that it is included in oishak as an oishak. It's included in that. Therefore, it's such a big raya that mamash is going to be the Gemara had to explain what Rabbi Yechonon do with the pasuk because it's not for sure. It's not slugged up for sure. What's the more afraid about a kash like this? But sumas yod loya hadri kra. Does the pasuk not say actually there is some remez in the pasuk which also could be pshat Rabbi Yechonon. That the pasuk, there is a remez in the pasuk that the sumas yod you have to return. How do you know that what it says lemaila, which means what it says afterwards, what it says v'heishiv es apakadoy now and as a oishik and as a gzela, it's going also on to sumas yod? How do you know? Because the pasuk says in the pasuk when it says that you have to return everything, it says the next pasuk of dal oy mikol asher yeshav alav hasheker v'shil moysev roishoy. And what's more in marba? When we marba, anything is suor v'sheker, which is coming to marba, even to sumas yod. So it's the pasuk does say it. So it's not a raya at all. So the one over behedya mia loya hadri kra. The mice is not mafurish. It's missing in beferish. It's missing oishik. The case of tsumas yod is missing beferish, and therefore it's a shtikla araya to Rish Lakish. So that was the kra. That's a raya. Masnita menolam. What is the mishnah, the brisa that's a raya to Rish Lakish? Where's the brisa right to Rish Lakish? Talmud and a brisa. This brisa is talking about meila. We have here someone a gizbar. He has a coins of hektish. He goes to the bathhouse, and he gives the coins to the balon. The title of the brayso, nosno la balon mal. You give it to the balon b'schar that you're gonna take a shower in the Beis HaMerchetz. You mal, even though you didn't take the shower yet. What's the pshat? Because there you don't need mashicha. There is no mashicha possible when you give money for a bathhouse. Vama Rav Dafka Balon who deloy mechash mashicha. Why is the brayso pick a balon? Because bring out a point. Dafka by balon was doesn't pass. Not possible to have mashicha. There we said is meila right when I give the money. But something else that's missing mashicha that's missing a mashicha, you're not moil until you make the mashicha. For example, we're going to see in a second, even when you go to a barber, there's something to make a mashicha on. You make a mashicha on the scissors, on the machine. You make a mashicha on that, then until you have that mashicha, it's not called me'ila. It's not called me'ila to make a mashicha on his clay umnes, on his tools.
He's doing mashicha, not the...
No, the guy coming, the guy taking the haircut, taking the mashicha, yeah. The guy taking the haircut, taking the mashicha.
He picks up the scissors, the guy
does. Yeah, no, right, he makes a mashicha because I'm renting that haircut machine technically for my haircut. But a balon, there's nothing to make a mashicha on, therefore giving the money there, they're moist to be kindness. They're moist to be kindness. Tanya, and this is really the right. Right here from this price that says, Dafka balon's ma'al. But Dafka balon is ma'al. But other type of umnis, you will not be ma'al until you make mashicha, so it's a raya to Rish Lakish that you need mashicha. Midaraisa, because it's on me'ilah. If it'll be, if ma'is kashas the raisa, you wouldn't need that, because but from me'ilah is midaraisa. For anything, Mara Kasha, Vatanya, Nosna, Lasapar, ma'al. If you give money to the barber, you're ma'al. Vesapar, ha'boil mimshach taspires. You have to be ma'ishach the taspires, the scissors. Hachamayaskinon, you're right, you do have to. Because you see in the price is Dafka Balon, but everything else does have need Mashiach. I'm asking him, a non-Jew, this is a big insight from the Gemara, that the din Mashiach, minat Torah Kodesh Lakash, is Dafka by Amisecha, by a Jew. By a non-Jew, there, it's Taka Moyes Kainos. And Tosis speaks out, very important, Tosis speaks out, that Tosis answers the Kasha of Yechon. So Tosis speaks out, fear of Yechon is the punk, the opposite. That Moyes Kainos is by a Jew. And Mashiach kind of made a Torah by a guy. So he says, the first brayso that says, Nosan la balon ma'al, without, and Master Dafka balon, Dafka a balon, but nothing else, needs Mashiach, that's who had a non-Jew. Dafka by a nochri, it's a nochri. That's it. If you look at Taisvah, the Master Balon, in the middle of Taisvah, it says, Mtaimar, Chi Taisvah, Yerichon, Mastita, Yerichon, Yerichon, Mukilov, a balon nochri, Ava Sapa nochri by Mashiach. Rosh Lakish, Rav Svir, Lezmar Balon Yisrael. So that's the be an answer to the that's what won't be a steer to Rabbi Yechanan. But upon what was let's not get confused, we're going to refer Shlok, because we're right from Shlok, because by Balon, this is no Mashiach, the Amoyes works. But by a Sapar, you need Mashiach. We had a Bryce, a Sapar does not need Mashiach. Teretz don't have a Balon Nachri. Tainami Hachi, we learned the Bryce like that. Nosna, le Sapar, le Sapon, you give money to a barber or to a sailor or the Cholbali Omnis, le Ma'al, there's no Me'ilah de Mashach. Until you make Mashiach, Kasha Adadi, Sestira, barber to barber, Allah Shavai No, Kamasapa Nochi, Kamasapa Yisrael. One's a Jewish barber, one's a non Jewish barber, and that's the chilik between Ibn Mashiach and Shavai No. Vechena Barav Nachman, Dvar Torah Moyes Koinus. Rabbi Nachman also says, like Rabbi Yechanan, Dvar Torah Moyes Koinus. Ubotka Levi Masnitai, and Levi looked through all the Mishnais, and he was the one who was Magia, the Tesefta. He was Megid Tesefta. He found in the Tesefta, V'ashkach, Nosto L'sito Ma'al. Sitoin is a big wholesaler, and he sells to the small shops a little at a time. So what they do is, usually, they give him money. They don't pay him all at one time. They give him a little money at a time, and he sells them, he gives them the, they give a little down payment, and then he sells them the payers over the year. So here it says that Yamal, and the shaila is, he didn't make a mashicha. He's giving payers now for the year. This money, this down payment, is for payers for the whole year. He didn't make a mashicha on the whole payers yet. Even a little bit of payers, he didn't make a mashicha, is not enough. Because when you buy a certain amount of payers, like Rashi Mavoyer, you have to be kind of all of it in order for mashicha to work. So here, you only cut a part of it. And what does it say? Yemoyel. It must be, moyois kainois for me'ila. So it's a riot to Rabbi Yechanan. Elokash lor shlokash, kastor shlokash. It's not shver because Rav Shimon, if you remember the yesterday's daf, even for Shlokish, Rav Shimon holds that Moyes Koinus. Even for Shlokish, Rav Shimon holds Moyes Koinus. What was the raya? Very good. Moyes is very good. No, because the kech can't be chayzer. Only the moicher. So it's a raya. Rav Shimon holds that Moyes is Koinus, and therefore this price that says the ma'al, the yamal by the sitoin. Even though you didn't we're making them a mashicha, it's going according to Rav Shimon in Firas Shlokas. It was not a kasha. We thought it's a right. Rav Shimon, no, it's a Shlokas hold. It's going to Rav Shimon, so it's very good. L'maisa halacha, b'ikim, most Rav Shimon hold, we pass in the Rav Shimon, v'at toy moyes koinais, and all those rayas are not such rayas. I, Rav, said, krom, astita, masiyaya. It's not a raya. He's just saying that it's actually a little bit of raya to them, but not that he's saying we pass in like that. And therefore, most Paiskim hold that Dvar Torah Moyes Koinus, and it comes out that by a guy it would be the opposite, like Taisa says, that Mashiach is Koinum, not Torah by a guy.